Hello, I'm Greg, joined at the moment in the studio by Peter Marlins, the leader of the Milton Keynes Council. Good afternoon, Peter.
Afternoon, Greg.
You're here to respond to the headlines in the local press, specifically one that's come out today. Could this block of flats in Milton Keynes be the next Grenfell fire tragedy? That you're here to respond to. A serious headline and one you feel you need to respond to, Peter.
I do think it's important that we can provide reassurance to our residents, not just in that block, but in Milton Keynes, that we're doing all we can to make sure people are safe, yeah.
So it's at Stevenson House?
Yep, that's in Bletchley.
Is the name of it. And, well, the first question, is it safe?
Yeah, having spoken to the fire service today, who we're doing a lot of work with, Milton Keynes Council doesn't own the block, but they are working with the owners, with the letting agent and Milton Keynes Council, and the fire service say there's no reason to think it is unsafe.
Because this article reports that there's an outstanding fire notice from the fire service.
Yeah, that is being, the work's being undertaken by the letting agent to the satisfaction of the fire service. What it is that currently the fire alarm, whenever somebody burns a piece of toast in an individual flat, the whole fire alarm goes off, and it's been going off on a regular basis. So people have stopped evacuating the flats,
right?
Because obviously it goes off so often, people have sort of got used to it. So the notice was served that the fire alarm should be reconfigured. So actually, when the fire alarm goes off, people do know that it's a really serious incident and they should evacuate. So it's important. But the work is being undertaken, and obviously once it's done, the fire service will sign that off, but there's no reason to think that the rest of the building is unsafe.
Right, because there's other things like emergency lighting at the exits and stuff that isn't in place.
Yeah, having spoken to the fire service, they're happy that the work's been undertaken to their satisfaction. It's only when that work has been complete that apparently that's when they can say the fire notice has been signed off completely, but there's no reason. And I believe they're at the building today. There's no reason to think that the building is unsafe.
Right. So is the reason it's been there for a year, the notice? Seems like a long time.
I mean, I can't answer on behalf of the landlord, but obviously I think that the recent events in London has given this sort of thing a push. But at any time, the fire service can say a building is unsafe, and that would mean that people can't live there, etc. And they've never done that. So I think that should show an indication of sort of where these things come in the risk of order of safety. Not that they're unimportant, because I'm sure the fire service wouldn't have taken action, but actually in terms of immediate safety of people, I think that people shouldn't feel unsafe in their homes.
So the important thing is, if you are a resident of Stevenson House, that you are safe to sleep there tonight.
Yeah, there's no reason, like I say, for those people to think they're unsafe. And if they do have any worries, I think they should contact the letting agent. I think Milton Keynes Council have got six residents in there at the moment, but obviously there are other housing associations and other landlords in there. So if people are feeling a bit that like they'd like to know more information, they should get in contact with their landlord, yeah.
One of the questions is, what about the cladding outside the building? Because obviously that's the big thing with Grenfell.
I think there's a little bit of confusion nationally about what this cladding means. And having spoken to the fire service, I mean, apparently the cladding on Stevenson House in particular has now been sent away for testing. And obviously the results will come back soon. But the cladding in itself isn't the only thing that would make a building safe or unsafe. So Stevenson House is much newer than Grenfell Tower was, and it's been built to more recent standards. And so each individual part of the building is like a self-contained unit.
Right.
And therefore, if one bit were to catch fire, it's whether that fire could spread to other bits of the building and how quickly it would spread. Obviously, I can't comment on what happened down in London, but having spoken to the fire service, that they are confident that while the cladding is just one element, the other elements mean that they are confident that there's no reason to think that the building is unsafe, even with or without the cladding. But obviously what we'll do is we'll keep that under review. They'll keep checking the building, and we'll react if new information comes to light. But there's absolutely no reason to be concerned about the cladding at this time.
Because one of the most worrying statistics that's come out of the national news, watching that, is that every bit of cladding that's been tested so far after Grenfell has been unsafe.
Yeah, and I
100% of them.
Yeah, and I think that that's the difference, I think, between the way that the national media are communicating the cladding issue than how the cladding relates to actually the fire safety in those buildings themselves. So the cladding might be declared unsafe or failed a fire safety test, and they're two slightly different things. But then that doesn't necessarily in itself mean that the building then becomes unsafe.
Right.
What happened in Camden, for instance, and I think that's the only one so far, where the whole of the building was evacuated, is very different. So what happened there is that the cladding failed, but also those other elements that I spoke about self-contained fire units and things like that, there were other things within that building that then made that building unsafe, apparently. So what could have been communicated was that actually the building is unsafe, it failed its fire risk assessment, and the cladding is part of that. With Stevenson in Bletchley, it's a completely different matter. And at the moment, as I said, the fire services have got no reason to believe that that the fire safety is compromised, regardless of the cladding. But as I say, there's a national inquiry going to go on, and things will come out of that in terms of fire risk and how these things are judged. I'm sure that as more things emerge, we'll, the fire service with Milton Keynes Council are going to be keeping a close eye on that sort of thing.
Because people are worried, and it's because of miscommunication and things that aren't clear in the press and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So the overall message from yourself today is that Stevenson House is safe.
Yeah, like, as I keep saying, there's no reason at the moment, having spoken to the fire service, to think that the building is unsafe at all. We'll keep that under review, but obviously with headlines in the local press and sort of the situation nationally, people will be concerned, and hopefully we can provide that reassurance that we're keeping things under review, and we will make sure that we're doing all we can to keep people safe at all times.
So if I'm still concerned and I live there, is there anyone I can talk to or anything I can...
Like I say, so I think there is a mixture of tenancies within the building. Some are Milton Keynes Council, some are through letting agents, and what I would say is contact the person that you rent the building from, and they'll be able to provide the information to you. And what we are going to do is we're going to go down tonight and provide all this information in a letter form to the residents themselves, and put it through their letterbox, so they've all got this information as well.
Well, thank you very much for joining me this afternoon to clear that up. And I'm sure if there are people who are live in Stevenson House or near Stevenson House, it'll be reassuring to hear from you
that it's safe. No, thank you for making sure that those people can hear it as well.